Hi, Mini Beanies.
It's the Beanies here.
That means you're with
Laura,
Mim,
and Michael.
Today we might visit the North Pole,
eat a candy cane,
or make friends with a reindeer.
But we know that we'll hear from Professor Know-It-All.
Hello, Beanies. Let's get on with the show.
Yay!
And one more bauble. Here. Finished. Perfect.
Laura, what are you doing?
I'm decorating our Christmas tree to help us get in the festive mood. Happy Christmas, Michael.
Happy Christmas, Laura. But this isn't a Christmas tree. This isn't even a real tree.
Yes, it is. See the tinsels and the bauble and the tiny little itty-bitty baby stars?
But Christmas trees are pine trees. This is a plastic tree.
So?
It's not a real tree.
Oh, well, I've always decorated this Christmas tree.
Well, I've always decorated a real pine tree Christmas tree.
Wait, the Christmas tree is missing some of my decorations.
What?
Yeah, look, I have some special ones that I made all by myself. A Christmas pig, a Christmas spoon, and a Christmas panda. There you go, Christmas piggy, and Christmas spoon, and don't forget about the Christmas panda.
Mim! There's no such thing as a Christmas panda. These decorations have nothing to do with Christmas and you're ruining my Christmas tree and you're ruining Christmas.
Whoa.
Sorry, Laura. I didn't realize that you took Christmas so seriously. I just like these decorations because I made them all by myself.
Yeah, okay. They're nice. Why don't we hang them at the back of the tree? There's lots of space there.
But then no one will be able to see them.
Yes, that would be a shame.
It would.
Would it?
What?
Nothing.
Hey, instead of that, why don't I tell you two a Christmas story?
All right.
It was Christmas Eve at the top of a tall gum tree in Sydney, Australia. And in the tree, there was a family of birds decorating their Christmas tree.
A tree in a tree.
Yep. Like tree-ception. There was a bird called Laurel? Yep, Laurel. And a bird called Mimu. Mm-hmm. And a bird called Michelangelo. Yep.
Is this a real story, or are you just making it up as you go along?
So the birds, named Laurel, Mimu and Michelangelo, were decorating their tree, in their tree, getting ready for Christmas. And they were nearly finished.
One more bauble, here.
One more Christmas panda, here.
Wait. If they're birds, how do they hang up Christmas decorations?
They used their beaks. Yep, they used their beaks.
Oh, okay.
But then they suddenly realised there was no star for the top of their tree.
Oh no!
The tree definitely doesn't look finished without a star on top.
Yeah, it looks sad without a star on top.
Agreed, it needs a star on top. So Laurel, Mimu and Michelangelo rummaged around in their empty decoration boxes searching for a star. Any luck?
Nope. Drats. We'll just have to make a star instead.
What? Make a star? How do you make a star?
Yeah, stars either come in plastic boxes from the shops or they float around outside in the sky.
Well, let's go outside and get one of those.
But before Laurel and Michelangelo could say anything else, Mimu had fluttered out of the nest and into the sky. It was a beautiful Christmas evening and the stars were shining brightly above Mimu. She said to herself,
That one looks good. I'm going to fly up and get it.
Gotcha!
But Mimu didn't gotcha anything, because in fact stars are very, very far away. Much too far for a bird to get. But Mimu kept on flapping about and trying to catch a star.
That one looks good. Get it. Oh, drat. Oh, maybe that one over there. Oh, no. Oh, drat. Oh, ooh, look at that one. Oh, dang.
Mimu was concentrating so hard on catching a star, she didn't see another bird flying straight towards her. Look out! Mimu and the other bird flew straight into each other.
Ouch, that hurt. Hey, watch where you're going.
Sorry, I was hoping you could help me. I'm lost. Do you know where my tree is?
Well, what does it look like?
Like a tree.
Oh, well, there are a lot of trees around here. Come on, we'll look together. Hey, what's your name?
Valentina.
Valentina. Oh, that's a pretty name.
What is your name?
Mimu.
Mimu. That is an interesting name.
Valentina was a very beautiful, exotic bird. She had three long red feathers in her tail that curled up to the sky. And when she flapped her wings, she floated into the air with ease and elegance, just like a dancer.
It's Christmas time at the Beanie's place.
There's joy and smiles on every face.
There's stars on the tree and I guarantee
there's a present for you and a present for me.
What's inside the box?
Who knows?
You could open it, I suppose,
but not till Christmas Day.
Okay.
And still we want to play.
Hooray!
So shake the box and do
the Christmas rumba.
Mimu, what are you doing flying around on Christmas Eve all alone?
Asked Valentina, the beautiful bird.
Trying to catch a star.
A star? Why?
To put on top of our Christmas tree. Right now, the top of our tree is empty and it just doesn't look finished. It's Christmas Day tomorrow, so it's very important that I find a star tonight before the sun comes up and they're all gone.
But you can't catch stars in the sky. They are floating far, far away. You'll never be able to reach one.
Aww.
But I just saw a star on the beach, just lying in the sand.
Maybe it fell out of the sky.
Maybe, but it could also be a starfish,
said Valentina. But it was too late. Mimu had already flown off in search of the fallen star.
Oh, there it is! A beautiful star, just lying in the sand.
So Mimu swooped down to grab the star.
Gotcha!
Finally, she had caught a star of her very own. Michelangelo and Laurel would be so happy that she had found a star for the top of their Christmas tree.
Take a present in your hand.
There's a few different ways to understand.
Take a sniff of it, does it smell?
Does it rattle, does it rustle? Oh, can you tell?
What's inside the box?
Who knows?
You could open it, I suppose, but not till Christmas Day.
Okay.
And still we want to play.
Hooray!
So shake the box and do
the Christmas rumba.
Rumba!
See, I told you, a starfish.
This is not a starfish. It's a Christmas star.
Nope, that is a starfish.
As Mimu and Valentina argued, they flew higher and higher into the sky, holding the starfish.
No, it's a Christmas star.
Starfish.
Christmas star.
Starfish.
Christmas star.
Starfish.
Actually, I am a starfish,
said the starfish.
Ah!
Scandalo.
Where are you taking me?
You can talk?
Yes, and I want to go home. I am afraid of heights.
As Mimu flew up and up into the air, the starfish got more and more afraid. After all, starfish can't fly. He had never even left the beach before.
Please stop. Don't go any higher.
So Mimu and Valentina quickly flew back down to the beach and put the starfish on the sand.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to scare you. I was just hoping that you could be the star on the top of my Christmas tree.
Oh, thank goodness. I'm back on land.
Oh, I'm really sorry. But now what am I going to do for a star? Without a star on the top of the tree, it won't be a proper Christmas.
And what am I going to do about finding my tree? Without my family, it won't be a proper Christmas.
Mimu felt bad. She had been worrying about catching a star to finish the tree so much, she hadn't even stopped to help her new friend.
Okay, Valentina, let's find your tree. When was the last time that you saw it?
This morning. I decided to give my wings a rest and walk along the beach, but because I walked instead of flying, I can't remember the way back.
Now, you might not know this, but Mimu is actually quite a good detective.
So, you left your tree mid-morning, say between the hours of 9 and 10. You walked along the beach rather than flying as you would usually do. And as you walked, you noticed different things that you wouldn't normally see, such as the starfish. The starfish!
What is it?
I have just cracked this case wide open.
Mimu scooped up the starfish and flew off back down the beach to where she had found him. Valentina flew behind her quickly, wondering what the starfish could have to do with finding a tree.
Just as I thought,
said Mimu, pointing at the sand.
What is it?
In the sand, there was a star-shaped indent where the starfish used to sit, and also some footprints. Or should I say, claw prints.
See those tracks in the sand? Valentina, those are your footprints.
Claw prints.
If we follow the claw prints, they will lead us back to your tree.
Mimu scooped up the starfish once more, and Valentina, Mimu, and the terrified starfish followed the claw prints to Valentina's tree.
There is my tree!
Hooray!
Inside Valentina's home in the tree, her family were dancing to their favourite Christmas song. It's called the Christmas Rumba. I have to say, it is a great song.
Shake, 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 did Michael break?
Uh-oh.
It was fragile, I suppose. We'll know on Christmas Day.
Okay.
He'll have one less toy to play. Be careful when you do the Christmas Rumba. What's inside the box?
Who knows?
You could open it, I suppose. But not till Christmas Day.
Okay.
And still we want to play.
Hooray!
So shake the box and do the Christmas Rumba.
Valentina was so happy to be back home with her family for Christmas and was so grateful to Mimu that she invited Mimu's bird friends Laurel and Michelangelo over to Christmas too. So the starfish, Mimu, Laurel, Michelangelo, Valentina and Valentina's family celebrated Christmas together. And it didn't matter that the tree wasn't decorated perfectly. What mattered was that they spent Christmas with those that they loved, old friends, new friends, and best friends.
Happy Christmas!
The end.
Wow, I really like that story, especially the happy ending.
Me too. It was a really good story, and it reminded me what the most important things about Christmas really are. The people...
or birds.
...that you love.
Yeah!
Yeah, come on, let's hang up the rest of the Christmas decorations. Anywhere we want.
Deal.
Hello, Beanies. I can see you are all preparing for Christmas. It is lovely to see you all combining your Christmas traditions and having a jolly festive time. Now, who can tell me about some of your special Christmas traditions? Michael?
Well, at my house at Christmas time, we always eat spaghetti because it's our favourite.
You always eat spaghetti.
That's because it's the best.
At my house, we eat turkey.
At my house, we eat vegetables, because some people in my family are vegetarians.
How interesting. See, Beanies, everyone celebrates Christmas in a different way. Mim, what games does your family play at Christmas?
Well, we always play beach cricket outside. It's heaps of fun.
At my house, my family eats so much that we get tired, so everyone has a Christmas nap.
After our big bowl of spaghetti, we have a spaghetti eating competition.
In Know-It-All Family, we play trivia. Ha, ha, ha. Here's some trivia for you. In some parts of the world, Christmas is very different, or Christmas is not celebrated at all.
Oh.
Some people in my family don't celebrate Christmas because of their religion, but they have lots of other fun celebrations instead.
I know a boy at school who celebrates in December, but his family call it Hanukkah instead.
Yes, Hanukkah is a Jewish holiday. Jewish people have something called a Festival of Lights at the end of the year.
Wow, that sounds pretty.
Yes, it is. They light special candles in a candle holder called a menorah that holds 9 candles.
Wow!
9.
At Hanukkah, there are lots of other special traditions too. But as we found out before, everyone celebrates differently. It is important to find out about how other people celebrate Christmas and understand their culture. Even though you might believe or do something a little bit different.
Yeah, next time I see my friend, I'm going to talk to him about Hanukkah.
Ha, ha, ha. That's a good idea.
And I'm going to ask my aunts and uncles about what other religious celebrations they do.
Good idea.
But the most important thing to remember is everyone celebrates Christmas or something else in their own way. And that's okay.
That's right. I couldn't have said it better myself, Laura. Now, happy Christmas, beanies. See you next time.
Whoa, Laura, I really like what you just said. Everyone celebrates Christmas or something else in their own way, and that is okay.
Yeah, Laura. Do you think you might be the next Professor Know-It-All?
Maybe. I do know a lot of stuff.
That's all from us, Mini Beanies. Maybe next time you meet a new friend, you can ask them what they're doing for Christmas.
Or Hanukkah. Or eat some Christmas spaghetti.
Or you could do the Christmas rumba with the presents under your tree.
Let's practice the Christmas rumba right now.
It's Christmas time at the Beanies' place.
There's joy and smiles on every face.
There's stars on the tree and I guarantee there's a present for you and a present for me. Inside the box,
who knows?
You could open it, I suppose, but not till Christmas Day.
Okay.
And still we want to play.
Hooray!
So shake the box and do the Christmas rumba.
Take a present in your hand.
There's a few different ways to understand.
Take a sniff of it, does it smell? Does it rattle? Does it rustle? Oh, can you tell?
What's inside the box?
Who knows?
You could open it, I suppose, but not till Christmas Day.
Okay.
And still we want to play.
Hooray!
So shake the box and do the Christmas rumba.
Arriba! Ay-ay-ay!
Shake, 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 shake. Shake, 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 shake. Shake, 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 shake.
Shake, 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 shake,
shake, shake, shake,
shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake,
shake,
shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake,
shake, shake, shake, shake,
shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake,
shake, shake, shake, shake,
shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake,
shake, shake, shake, shake,
shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake,
shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake,
shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, you need rain to have a rainbow.
You need night to see the twinkling stars.
And you can learn something new every day if you remember to listen.
A big beanie's goodbye from us.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
The Beanies' beautiful tunes were written by The Beanies and the magnificent James Court.